Hey there, I hope you're doing well. Of course, it's Damien back with the 9-to-5 Google Daily, this time for February 26th, 2020. This is our super quick rundown of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. The Pixel Stand 1.4 update is prepping for Google Home integration, which would give you extra control over the wireless charging stand for Pixel devices. It also looks as though you'll be able to turn your Pixel into a mini smart display, which feels like an enhanced ambient mode that we've seen roll out for OnePlus devices and a few more recently. Google has announced the winners of its Flutter Smart Display Clock Face Design Competition, which had over 850 entries. Google partnered with Lenovo to offer a chance to have a winning design turned into an interactive clock face for the Lenovo Smart Clock. The outright winner was Particle Clock, which you'll just need to see in action because it is really stunning and you can view that now on site. Google Contacts on web and desktop has now regained the ability to quickly create multiple contacts so that you can add more than one person at a time. You can even tag or add labels to your contacts, which makes it even easier to get more people into your contacts list. The YouTube Music Cloud Upload and Library Uploads feature is rolling out now to even further users, which, as we mentioned previously, allows you to upload MP3, M4A, FLAC, OGG and WAV files directly to your YouTube Music Library, kind of like how you could with Google Play Music. YouTube also confirmed that uploads won't influence or affect your YouTube recommendations. That's obviously a massive bonus. And finally, the Stadia team has hosted a 30-minute Q&A session with core team members to discuss the platform and how working on the gaming section of Google differs from the rest of the company. There was also some details on potential long-term plans and expansions for the game streaming service. That was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the past 24 hours. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in their full detail and much more over at 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, available every Wednesday.